Frailty interrupts a life with whispering voice. Unceremonious waits not for one's choice. All delusions of invincibility. You've been among us for a year and a half by now. You manifest your presence in the furrows of his brow. He so patiently ponders all you've done, while quietly wondering when you'll end what you've begun. Refuse to deify or dread or demonize your power. So what do I make of you? The precision of your movement almost seems absurd. You function with a mind of your own, or so I've heard. Responsive to tears shed over you, unrepentant, you do what you will do. This one whose body you've seen fit to occupy, this one whose courage you could only magnify. So gracefully holds all the things he's heard, while you are unimpressed and undeterred. So what do I make of you? I refuse to deify or dread or your power. So what do I make of you? I'm convinced that neither death nor life will ever separate us from the one whose word is heard above the claims of random fate. I'm convinced that neither height nor depth nor demons anywhere will break the covenant that we privileged to share. His mortality makes its presence known. Unceremonious chills one to the bone. He so faithfully prays all the prayers he knows, glimpsing eternity as the cancer grows. So what do I make of you? I refuse to deify or dread or demonize your power. So what do I make? Frailty interrupts a